Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Bro, what do they eat?
Imagine
to be 5,000?
Two rhinos. I could take over the world with two rhinos.
Dude,
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I'm just sending them into shit.
Bro, how are we?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to episode 220 of the Optic Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money, Shopify, Factor, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in this podcast. We have a man, Money Biscuit, all the way at the end. We have a man, Shotzi, the Scumper Jumper, and yours truly, Mr. Big Optic Hex here, coming at you with another top five kill cams.
We're a trio gang today,
of
man.
Of the week. Bo's, there's an accident on the tollway, so he's dragging ass a little bit.
Hey, traffic's no joke getting here, man.
They're
always on my ass, man.
It was 7 minutes late today.
Actually, I was 13 minutes late.
Oh, yeah, 13.
But in my defense, Money Mark didn't even show, so I walked in. I was like, I'm good.
Not good, because the two superstars were waiting.
Yo, okay, I do have, like, a valid, like...
Oh, yeah, please.
So last night, dude, I've been just, like... In my life, it's like I get on stream, get off couch with it is hangout. I don't have like any other like other hobbies that I really do.
Love that.
So I played pickleball last night with TP Symphony and Crowder, and bro, I had so much fucking fun. I was like, I came home buzzing. I was like, oh my God, I had so
you
much fun.
You think?
Loved it. Yeah. Now I'm in there every Monday. I'm fucking there.
Monday. We're there next Monday.
But my
Wait,
excuse.
Oh, you don't practice on Mondays. You'd be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They play late. We didn't start till like 6:30.
That's not late. That's perfect.
Yeah, but it's like after their scrims, they get
Dude,
done
three
at like...
3 hours is hella games.
Yeah,
you
we
guys played so much.
But like, so we went there and yeah, we played 3 hours. So I'm like, I'm just so sore. I woke up this morning. Every single muscle on my body is like
yeah,
sore.
Good.
But we got there and it's like you put your racket in like a hole. And it's
oh,
like,
oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, so it's like a rotating oh. court. And so you put your racket in like the racket holder, and whenever your racket's up, it's your turn, and there's four courts, and it like just keeps rotating.
With anybody that's there?
If we had four people. So
you're foursome.
If you're four, you just wait for a court to fully open, but like people would like pick up, and people are like, we need one. Someone would hop in.
Oh, shit. It's like a pickup game of basketball.
Yeah, no, it was super cool. And
I go to, every once in a blue moon, I think it's called Oaklawn or Oak something. And it's like a park that has like, I think 8 courts, and that's what we do. And
yeah.
We play like random pickup 2v2s.
But like on some crazy shit, Micah Parsons was there, like just hanging out and playing like, he was playing games against anybody. He had like one of his friends there.
How big was he?
I mean, he doesn't look like, he had like a sweatshirt on.
Okay, okay.
So he didn't look like fucking, I mean, I'm
well,
sure.
How's he moving? How's his agility?
Oh.
Professional athlete?
His back of the line to net speed, it was like nuts.
Impressive?
He looked like a fucking lion. Yeah. Like, he's like, just hella low. Like, you could tell that motherfucker's different.
I have a confession to make. When you brought up lion, it hit me that I have 3 cats and I haven't touched them. I haven't touched a single one of my cats. I haven't done this to him. Just like,
because really?
I still have that apprehension about cats.
Well, you haven't done what to it?
I haven't touched them. I haven't carried them. I haven't even touched them. I haven't touched my cats.
How many cats, or how long have you had them?
How long have, what do you think? A couple months.
They're hella
oh,
cute.
Oh, you just
too.
Got them.
Well, Jude and Liv just got them. Anyway.
They have a cat room.
A cat room? Yo.
Well, so do we.
You guys are
Yeah, so do you.
But his is like, ours is like, they go in there, they got like a cat tree, some other shit in there.
His shit
He's
like
got
a
like a full on 5-star. Yo, those cats are living great.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
That's they funny. Got the litter robot. And
when you said, when you said lion.
Their trough of food.
When you said lion, it like, we have Skittles. No, Yosemite is the best. We have Skittles, Sabrina, and Evelyn. Evelyn is the one I was thinking about. Anyway,
they're hella cute.
So Skittles cool. I'm like the other day I was so close to Liv had one in her hands and
what's going on there?
I was like, I wanted to grab one. No. No. I was so close to, but I just can't bring myself to. I wanted to touch base on the obviously on the state of the team, but I my ADHD is getting me. Are those too big for you?
No, yeah. They're not.
No, I can clearly see that there's
not. They actually feel perfect. I know you're saying they actually do like seem big, but I swear they're actually perfect. I swear.
No.
Motherfucker, I can see like 2 inches at the back of your heel,
bottom,
right there,
yeah, dude.
You should have Hector like deck out a white pair and get like some hella fire like Optic Texas ones.
For the matches. I actually wore these on stage. Our last.
You shouldn't.
Our last.
Yo, you should do
you
like
should
a cool
them
pair
shits out. You should throw them shits out.
Well, no. They're more for comfortability wise. Because like.
No, I get it. I love those.
I don't really
those.
Like wearing like shoes, to be honest.
No, but these are fire, right?
Yeah. No,
well,
I've been wearing them since you got them.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you a new pair because Jesus Christ, throw those out. I have never seen those look that bad. Anyway, I'm gonna get you a smaller size though, so they fit really good. You even took off the sports mode.
Yeah, no, I don't like the sports mode.
We're doing a sneaker cam. Scump's got the.
It's my everyday pair.
It's everyday pair. Air Jordan 1 Lows.
You actually drew that?
Yeah. You want me to make you some?
No, I don't really like those. What are they called?
The low tops? Air Jordan?
Oh, no, they're not even Air Jordan. Oh, what the heck?
They're Jordan Lows.
I thought I could have sworn you did Air Forces.
No, Air Jordan Lows. Fire, fire.
I thought those were Air Forces for a long time.
Yeah, anyway, this is not a sneaker show. Could be. So you guys went 2-0 on the weekend. I'm happy as I am that, you know, to see the boys having fun out there. Like I'm so apprehensive. I was talking to Jude and I'm like, man, we got over that dark period. And listen, I'm not counting my chickens.
They were dark times
by any means, but like
dark.
We were out there fighting for y'all, man.
Bro, we were like it is.
We were fighting.
We stood by you guys every step of the way.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. The last couple, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I was like, this is getting too hard to.
From a viewer perspective, compared to like actually being in the moment, like, dude, that it's probably fucking insane, dude. Because like. I just remember losing, and it's just like, because you get to a point, bro, where like you just don't know what to talk about. Like that's where we're at. Like we just didn't know what to say. Like we keep losing, we keep having like, I think our last week in LAT, like before the LAT's match was like I said, our best practice, but we lost that match, and I just didn't like, I didn't know what to say.
Like, yo, we actually look good this week.
What would have happened, in your opinion, Seth, if it wasn't LA Thieves that they played for their last match, and it was some middle of the pack team? And we beat them. Change would have still came, right?
I don't think so.
Do you think we would have continued to push through?
I think so. That's what my mindset was. Like I told the entire time, like, I mean, even Damon was saying, like, he said, like, some corny shit. He was like, Rome wasn't built in, like, a week or some shit. And I was like, on God.
I was just
saying trust the process. And for the longest time, like, that's what I was, you know, trying to do. But things just literally just didn't work out.
Yeah, it was.
Bro.
Honestly, I ain't gonna lie. Like, love Kenny and AG, but it just wasn't working. Like, it's. I feel like the team now. I feel like everybody benefited. I mean, AG went and got the bag. Fucking.
The bag.
And then Kenny looks pretty comfortable on Rocker right now. So
I think like the biggest thing that like the reason why it didn't work is because like. Whenever AG wasn't on the team for, like, the whatever month, 2 months that he wasn't on the team, I think that, like, lack of practice without him and then getting back on the team, like, those 2 months were so valuable to where we just couldn't even find, like,
it was like
our our like comfortability.
It was
together.
Like us in BO4 when Brandon had his visa issues. We took 2 weeks off and played with Zuma instead. Yeah. And then after that, it was like,
not the same.
It just didn't feel the same. Yeah. But obviously, 2 months, that is way different.
And then not only that, like, because Kyler's kind of different. Because like, I don't know, it's been like a month, but like Kyler's like playing. Like Kyler was actually like playing.
Yeah.
Not saying that AG didn't really play, but like, he, I mean, bro, he was really playing against like Australian eights. Those guys
Australian
are,
ranked.
Those guys are not touching the fucking hill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no.
So it's so different. But
you guys look like hella comfortable now. That first series, it was like, it looked like a little bit of the pre-match jitters. Like, I mean, you're playing Kenny. It's your first series back with this team. And then the second series against Cloud9 was fucking flawless.
Oh, yeah,
you guys looked
like
hella
series.
Good. Playing your lives. The search was clean.
The S&D was really clean, too.
The S&D was so clean. We were sitting there like, hell yeah, fucking let's go. We were so hyped. I was watching people play their lives down P4 on protocol. I was like, fuck yeah. Not over-challing.
Not over-challing. Yeah. I almost scammed that last round against Rocker, but...
Yo, thank it almost God. Happened against Cloud9, too.
Oh, yeah.
Was the same thing. I think it was a 4v4 bottom P4, and someone back right got...
Oh, no, that was Kyler. Oh,
yeah, someone
Kyler.
Got picked again, yeah, same angle.
I got, since I was in that scenario literally the day before, I knew exactly how to play. I was throwing the tightest shimmies.
Yeah. No, you guys looked really good, so it's good to see you guys look comfortable. Scrims look like they're going well.
Yeah.
Start 2-0. And now it's only 5 matches, so I think 2 wins might get you guys winner's bracket already. But you guys have Miami-Vegas this weekend, which, I mean, you guys should
Miami,
play well
Vegas.
Against both them.
Yeah, and then FaZe to top it off.
Yeah, so I feel like back on track, good split so far.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming scrims again.
Yeah. You know, I realized streaming scrims on the single PC, I'm not getting as much frames, and I didn't even, like, think of that till just now. So, I'm not gonna... Huh?
You need a new PC?
No, I don't need a PC. It's just, like, the lead PCs are just so bad to stream on. But... It's not like I'm at a disadvantage, but it's not like significant to where like I'm not going to stop streaming.
What are the frames? What are the frames go?
So
like?
I go from like 190, 200 ish to like 140, 160, like around there.
As long as you're like 144, you're good.
Yeah, which is not like too bad, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, question: are you allowed to stream?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thankfully, I have the, like, because there's certain PCs that you can't even stream on. Like, that you get, like, insane packet loss, but I don't have that PC, so we're good.
I have been in such a rut creatively, and I want to get into that, and the reason that I'm bringing that up is because I'm trying to find triggers that get me back on track. But to finish off the conversation about this team, I was talking to Jude, and I'm like, man, it feels like we finally went through that dark period. Like we all knew it was going to end. We all knew that it was going to turn the corner at some point, and then we were going to have to start over in a way to get the cohesion in the team and go there. Because, you know, winning a match here and there, like obviously that's doable, but to do it consistently and have a real competitive competitive edge against everybody else to at least get to a top 3, top 4 position, like it's a grind, right? I can only imagine. I mean, I can experience it, but. Man, I remember making a point to remember. I'm like, man, we made it through that dark time, and I didn't want to say it out loud because obviously I don't want to jinx shit.
Oh, I thought you were about to grab the alien.
That's the sage.
Sage.
But I remember making it a point to remember. I'm like, man, that was the darkest shit we've been through in such a long time. Never in my life. Bro, I swear to God, at points, I felt like I was like having an outer body experience watching me and this team have like that bad of a thing. I could not believe it, dude.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Trust me, I know.
I mean,
yeah,
we
can only imagine how it felt for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad that we've made the, and again, you know, to sort of explain my mentality during all of this is I can't add stress to an already stressful situation. So, and I know that a lot of people just want somebody to walk in with a hammer and just start breaking shit and fucking move this guy there, move this guy to flex, as if. The freedom of oneself to do what they want and not want was out the window. They just thought that we were going to say, AG, you're running flex now. And he was going to be like, okay. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
hard. It's hard to switch role midseason. Like, it's hard. But I feel like this year it's like you're already spawning up, and depending on the situation, you're already switching guns so much. It's like...
Yeah, no, exactly. The only thing that's different is literally just like running it like when the game starts, I guess.
Yeah.
Because like I feel like the biggest thing is like as an AR, like whenever you switch to an AR, like having that chemistry of like where you know, let's say for example, like I switch an AR, knowing where like Brandon plays with an AR is so crucial to where like I have to play off him, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like, if
no,
like
you don't want to take Brandon's spots.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
Those are
that's
his
like the
spots.
Only thing that like you're gonna step each other's toes when you do switch. But other than that, it's like what you said, like you're naturally just changing to an AR like, on like certain hills. So
yeah,
does Dashy pop up with a SMG sometimes?
Yeah,
Bruce is nice with a sub.
Of course he's nice with a sub.
It's hard not to. That Jackal's nice, man.
Yeah. Now with the new update, though. The new update's horrendous.
Yeah, when do y'all start playing new patch?
Until after this major.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're not fixing the slide thingy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like the slide to prone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not fixing that till like mid-season, apparently, so.
Damn, you guys got... I was expecting it to be this weekend they switch. Like, they'll give you a full
week
of practice.
I think that's what the new... Or that's what, like, it was supposed to be, but then I think... Once they announced that they're not going to fix the slide thing, they switched it. So.
Okay. Well, that's probably good for you guys, at least. You get to play on what you're used to. But it sucks because you can't, like, play ranked and shit. So it's like...
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. But, I mean, I'm probably just going to play Warzone because I'm not going to lie, that shit's so fun.
Dude. Is it?
Dude, I wish...
I love it. Love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
It's the map, dude. I'm telling you, the map is insane.
Say it again?
The map. Verdansk is godlike.
Yeah, it is a good map. I have no one to play with. I
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Dude, first of all, I'm not going to get... I'd love to be
that
the...
That is a really bad excuse. You have nobody to
bro,
play with.
Bro, for the majority of my gaming side of my career, I've played with three individuals. I've played with Hutch, Diesel, Jay, and Fwiz my entire career. And then Hutch is a political analyst now. For the left, and then Fwiz is obviously out there doing his fucking insane crypto run that he's having. Congrats to him. And then Diesel is playing baseball. So I'm sitting.
He's playing baseball.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, for the Sox.
That us?
No, man. No, he's playing baseball.
the show.
Yeah, the show.
I was about to say.
Yeah, so I've lost my trio, duo or whatever. But if y'all ever need some, like I'm fucking there 100%.
Dude, it's so much fun.
Hey, you would love the sniper. The HDR?
Dude, the sniper is broken. Yeah. It's so good.
No, you actually, no, it's hit
scan. Like, it's basically hit scan.
Matt, can you rank my weapons up, please? Thank you. We share the same computers. Nothing illegal here. Yeah, no, I'm hype to, again, this goes back to the fucking same thing that I was saying earlier. I have not been able to do anything. For the past 2 weeks, I've been literally stuck in quicksand.
You're in a weird funk?
I'm in the weirdest funk of my life, bro. And I was talking to Peterman, and I'm like, man.
That's seasonal shit, man. Changing of the seasons.
It's got to be because I'm 45 years old.
It hits you. It hits you, man. I'm telling you.
You know what it
is? Once winter hits, I don't know. I just, like, get pissed. And then Christmas hits, it's like, fuck yeah.
Wait, what are we in right now? We're in summer?
No, we're like spring. Like the rainy spring season. A lot of storms. And then we're like a month out, and then it's just...
In Texas too,
but I love that. That's like my favorite.
I actually love the heat. I'm not gonna lie. I actually love the heat. I don't know about you guys.
So do I. Yeah,
pool
I love
days.
It.
I mean, obviously, like walking around is not great, but like pool days, just it being hot, it's so nice.
I wonder now that you're running so consistently, if this is gonna help.
I won't run in 100 degree weather.
Why,
dude? Yeah, I'll literally fucking faint. 100 degrees.
110 sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm not running in that. Like, I'll literally be a prune, dude. I'll have no water in my body after that. Just fucking sweating all of it? No way. I'll run inside.
You think? Why do you think you're in the rut, though? It's a rut?
Yeah, it's a rut. I have all of these ideas that I want to execute for the vlog, for I just have projects in my head that need to be done, and I just can't bring myself to even press start on it.
Maybe you have too many ideas. Maybe you need to isolate.
Seth, I would try to do, it's not even about isolating. I mean, it's really easy for me to say, oh, I'm going to do this one. This was easy. But then I just can't follow through because of distractions. And I've never been in this position. Back in my day when I was like, I would be able to just fucking think of something, then just fucking go do it. No questions asked. This is what I got to do. There's nothing. Now I'll sit there and I'll be like, let me fucking answer this shit. Let me do this. Let me call this person. Let me do this. Let me have a meeting about this. Let me do this. Worse than ever. And it's all avoidance of doing something creative. We still have the whatnot that we haven't done. We have to figure out when we're doing that.
Whenever you're ready, man, I'm about it.
Yo,
I was telling Judy yesterday, I'm like, I might be depressed. I don't know what feeling depressed feels like, but this has to be it. Because I literally can't find happiness. I swear to God, I can't. And it's not about happiness, like, you know what I'm saying?
I've been there.
I'm not sad, or I don't feel. I just can't produce. And maybe the lack of producing is what's giving me this fucking thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. Trust me, because I've gone through ruts like that with like streaming when I like don't know what to play, or I'm not really like really loving what's out, or you know, I've gone through that. But whenever I would go live, I would feel just, you know, satisfaction, and like I would feel way better because I was productive throughout the day, because I would just be productive.
But I don't know what it is, man.
You stuck in a pickle,
dude. Trust me.
I know exactly. Like, I mean, I've never really. I mean, the only thing that I've related to is like fucking running. Like, whenever I was at my peak to like now, it's like holy fuck. Like,
it's hard to start.
It's so hard to start. I'm like, fuck me, man.
Bro, but I even quit smoking.
But then when you do it, you feel hell good after.
Oh, 100%. You feel so good. Dude, I know for me, like, at least it takes one run. But
I quit smoking for like 4 days. That's a long break for you, man.
Dude, I that's how big of a funk I've been in.
Damn.
I literally want to punch myself because I cannot. I look in the mirror and I'm like, you fucking.
You fucking loser.
All right, so
play pickleball with us Monday.
I'm down to.
I'm not really the one to be sending out invites, though. I'm the new guy.
Listen, I told TP.
I can't really shooting out invites.
When TP came and sat on your chair for the watch party, I told him like, "Yo, I think I'm really good at pickleball. Let me know when you guys are going next." And he fucking invited you. Were you guys playing Warzone or something?
Nah, I was playing with Mace, and fucking Mace was like, "Come," and I was like, "All right, bet, I'm down." And I was like, "I will 100% be there," because Tyler asked me like 3-4 times, and I would like be like, "Yeah, I'm down," and then never go. So this time I was like, I will 100% go. Like, I'm forcing myself to go, and I had so much fun. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, good. I'll be there next Monday. Are you coming or no?
Yeah. What battle do you use?
I need to.
Tyler gave me one of his. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably got like.
It wasn't one of the banned ones, though. He was telling me all about like how they try to pack all that like composite foam into the.
Yeah, the GA ones. Yeah, yeah.
It's like cork. It's like cork and bats.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So he's probably nice with it then. Dude,
he's nuts.
See, I'm like decent at 2v2s, but I'm really good at 1v1s. 1v1s is my shit.
Yeah.
Dude, last time I played a 1v1 was against this guy, and I started off good, and then something happened.
Me and Crowder beat Tyler and Mason. They were running us, but we beat them one time, and I was like, yo, Tyler, be honest. You were taking it easy? He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I know he was, because watching him play like on the other courts against, because he would like, he was one of the guys that would like jump in.
Yeah.
And he looked crazy.
I'm looking forward to it. Valve reportedly made 82,000. Wait, let me rephrase that. Holy fuck.
Jesus.
Right. In March.
82 million?
From
There's
CS2
no way.
Cases in March.
$82 million.
$82 million.
They almost made $100 million in just March?
Off of CS2
Am I
cases?
Seeing shit?
Look, you.
What? Why is COD not trying to do this? Imagine.
I don't even know where to fucking begin or end with the state of my favorite esport. The estimate goes to show that lucrative the skin market is for Valve, with the $82 million figure only accounting for key and case purchases alone, without even delving into the world of reselling skins and other cosmetic items that Valve takes a cut of in the Steam community market. So. This is just from people buying cases.
Yeah, literally. This,
right? This
like
is not from
trades.
Yo,
nothing.
Take this fucking Dragon Lore off of me for $114,000, and they take their cut of that, and they say NFTs is not a thing.
They are raking.
I love that. I love that for them. I love that for their esport. I wish my favorite esport would do the same. I can't wait to get back into CS2 whenever time allows. I am flabbergasted at reading these things. Good for them. And shout out Valve, man.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I mean, just in March, $82 million. Holy. But that's just, like, that's like basically gambling. Like, you buy the cases, you're like, yo, I'm either going to spend $1,000 and get nothing, or I'm going to get, like, a $10,000 knife.
That might accumulate to, like, something crazy.
Or you can get, insane. Like, yeah, that's nuts.
That's actually absurd.
PS2's kids market hits record high of $4.3 billion market cap.
That shit's a whole ass. That's a whole ass.
A whole ass.
Yeah. That is a whole ass market.
Yeah, Counter-Strike skins, get rid of the fucking, all this other shit. Yo, why is the stock market down? Anyone know?
Tariffs being one of them.
I haven't looked at it.
Money's on sale. Get away.
Yeah, I'm avoiding that shit like the plague, brother. I'm not looking at that
no
shit.
No negativity in my life. Hey, the scumper jumper.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I love it.
Fuck
wait,
that.
What are the tariffs though? What is that?
Basically like taxes on. I don't know anything about
it. It's pretty much an import export tariff. It's like a tax. It's like it'll cost. I'm going to simplify it. It'll cost Mexico, call it a 7% tax on the value of the car as it comes to the United States. So the United States off the rip takes that 7%. Now it's 25%. So a $10,000 car, you know, used to be X. Now it's double, if not triple, if not quadruple in some cases.
Yeah.
But, you know, the United States has been doing a lot of like, anyway, neither here or there. Money's on sale. You guys can look. Please do your research. Don't be too afraid without doing the research. Be afraid only after you do the research. Or do what Scump does and just out of sight, out of mind it.
Wait for it to bounce back, man. Out of sight, out of mind.
Diversify your funds, bitches.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But yeah, I mean, again,
it'll come back.
Yeah, I tell,
it always comes back.
I tell Liv, I'm like, darling, you know, obviously I'm trying to be as mindful as I am when I'm, you know, sort of teaching her how to navigate through life. And I'm like, do something fun. Why don't you just buy a little bit of Bitcoin? Because she works for me, right? Like she helps me with my art projects, and I give her, you know, she's got her errands that she runs and shit, and we pay her. And I'm like, put some in, buy a little bit of Bitcoin. It won't, you're 15. Who knows where the fuck is gonna go? You won't miss it. And then buy yourself all the Pokemon cards that you want and just hold on to them.
There you go. Nice little flip.
She's into those little monkey, scare monkeys. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, what? I think.
The Baba Boo Boo, Laba Boo Boo.
Are they like...
teeth? They got fucking teeth.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait. I got to see these.
Matt,
are they like plushies? Little...
Nah, they're like... so. They are dope, though. They are dope. They're like a really good collectible that's happening right now. You know what I'm talking about, Matt? Type in monkey with sharp teeth. I should know what it is because my house is literally littered with them right now. Have you found them? Anyway, so that's like the hot thing right now is just a collectible accessories that you get. We saw a bunch of them in Japan, and then this year here in the United States, they're just like
they're starting to catch on.
They're booming.
Wait, I want to. What is that? Bungie announces new game Marathon. I didn't see this. It's an extraction shooter.
Extraction shooter. Matt,
a little
Tarky. Click on that. Well, I find the things.
Okay, what is that? Hold up.
Now, people are actually having this game. This is the first time me seeing it too.
Yeah, let me see this.
Pop Mart. I love the style of the artwork already.
Trailer's mid.
Not that yet. Blood. Blue blood. Uh-oh.
Wait, was...
That's a red tiger coming at your ass.
Where?
Oh, pink.
Oh. Is that a cat?
A lemur.
Okay. I fuck with the art style.
Same, same.
Heavy.
That was very unique. I've never seen a trailer like that.
What, so mid?
Yeah.
You called it mid.
I mean, it's just like a teaser.
Wait, Extraction, is that like, what is Extraction?
So like you go in, there's loot on the map worth like money. There's a marketplace. You sell it. There's like that, like Tarkov.
Oh, that's like Tarkov?
Yeah. Which nobody's done it like Tarkov. Delta Force, like Delta Force was is pretty solid, but still Tarky's like the main extraction shooter.
It's like fucking, yeah.
But another, dude, I'm always down for an extraction shooter if they can execute it, right?
Where's the next Fortnite?
Where's the next, GTA 6 is the next like guaranteed huge game.
I forgot about that game actually.
Matt,
but apparently like, where's the next big game?
But apparently they're not even gonna release fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Like the like online like role play shit. Yeah, it's just multiplayer. Yeah. It's just like GTA Online, which I don't really know much about it, but it's like online, like multiplayer, obviously the campaign. But people say GTA Online isn't like all the servers that the streamers play on. It's not the same.
Yeah, I know.
Because you like spawn into a game and it's like,
I don't think you can talk online.
Huh?
I don't think you can talk online.
Oh, really?
From what I remember, I don't think you can talk online. Because I'm pretty sure I would always have to like invite my friend through my party. But
that art style looks sick for that game. Hopefully it's good. I mean, shit. I've been playing Schedule 1.
Good. What is that? The drug selling game?
Yeah, and I like haven't really found a game that I like get off stream and want to go play another game. But that Schedule 1, dude, it's just like such a chill. Like, I literally sit in the living room, Iz will throw on her show, and I play on my laptop.
Apparently, you could play, or you could make weed.
Yeah, yeah, you make weed, meth, fucking cocaine.
Yeah, all the fun ones.
Did I light just turn off?
Yeah. So these are the monkeys that I was talking about. They're called the Monsters by Pop Mart. They come in blind boxes. So, super. Anyway, just wanted you guys to see them so you can have them in the...
Yes. No, I've seen this.
Yeah.
I haven't seen these.
Super, super popular.
Is it candy?
Some you can get candy, I'm sure, but these are just toys.
$1,700. Wait, is this like, what kind of cash is this?
What do you mean, what kind of cash?
Oh.
Matt thought that the Malaysia flag was the American flag, which I thought so too. Yeah, see these right here. Bro, I literally have, well, not I, but like, I see these all the time in my...
How big are they?
Like this big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, $280.
He said, I see these everywhere.
Yeah. Bro, I see those things all over my house. Like those. So I swear to God.
They are cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just cool stuff, man. I don't know. Not my thing, obviously, like way out of my era, but I do appreciate the artwork. Like the
quality.
If
I were to buy one, I'd buy the one go up a little bit. So they're all the way to the right.
That one?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The Mega Labubu.
The boo boo.
Yeah.
Boo boo doo boo.
Boo boo doo boo.
I'm about to get boo with that.
Look at that shit.
Yeah, that's fire.
That shit's out of stock.
That's like a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were scary at first, but then they're like, there's something about them.
Nah, that's fire.
Yeah, that's why they're so popular right now. They're just. Yeah. And apparently, like, my daughter has been clipping those little keychains onto her backpack, and like, she's got all these pins and shit. And that's all you see in Japan. Here, you don't see that often.
Listen, man, I used to do this part of the podcast, and I used to get all this gas in the comments. But recently, I'm not seeing any gas. So I'm going to stop doing them. If I will put somebody else on these, if you guys don't start gassing me up. But anyway, let's talk about Rocket Money. It is a perfect time to start saving money. I know you like your bread, your cash money, your moolah. So now you need to start saving it because we're really good at spending it, but saving it's another story, and Rocket Money is here to help. There's a bunch of aspects of Rocket Money that can help you save. You can link your bank accounts, you can link your PayPals and other money apps, and you can keep track of all your spending all in one place. But also the most important part, in my opinion, is that it can keep track of your subscriptions. Are you paying for Netflix, Hulu, and Cracked all at the same time? Well, how many of those do you actually use? And how many are you paying for that you don't even remember signing up for in the first place? Rocket Money can help. They can help find what you're paying for and also cancel what you're not using any longer. So if you want a little bit more money, if you got your significant other, you're trying to take them to a nice dinner, Save a little money here so you can spend a little money here. I mean, it's really that simple. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has helped over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/optic today. That is rocketmoney.com/optic. rocketmoney.com/OPTIC. So we talked about spending money. We talked about saving money. Now let's talk about making money. Shopify is back. Do you have a business that you're trying to grow? Do you have an idea of a business that you think would be great and you're looking to bring it to the forefront of the consumer community? Well, Shopify is the way to do that. If you are selling anything, use Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet. There's also Shop Pay. It's a secret, but not really that much of a secret. And it boosts conversions up to 50%. That means there's way more items leaving your cart in that checkout and rather than staying in there and going a little bit abandoned. If you're trying to grow your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are. If they're scrolling in your feed or if they're strolling in your store, if they're on the web, in real life, on your feed and social media, wherever they're at, you want them to hit that checkout button, and Shopify is here to help. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Optic. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/optic. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/optic. We saved money. We made money. Now we're going to eat money. Not money, but we're going to eat. We're going to talk about Factor. Factor is back again supporting the podcast, and it's time to eat well, nutritious. It's time to save some money, and it's time to be for convenience. That's what Factor does best. Eating well has never been this easy. You get Factor meals, you heat them up, and you enjoy. It gives you more time to do what you want. Get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat. They're perfect for any active lifestyle. There's 45 weekly menu options. You can pick from gourmet meals that fit your goals. You can choose calorie smart, protein plus, keto, and more. There's also some satisfying breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners. There's guilt-free snacks and also desserts. Factor makes it easy. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor meals pack in the flavor with none of the fuss. I think Factor is great because not only can you grab something quick, but you can also grab something in between two activities. If I'm coming home from a day of content and I only have 30 minutes in between content and streaming, I just grab something really easy, tastes very great, very quick to heat up. And you can do that anywhere. If you're coming home from work and right before you hop on with the boys, you only got a little bit of time. You got to put the kids to bed. And before you hop on, you just grab a Factor meal and it's real, real quick. So I think it's great. Get started at factormeals.com/optic50off and use code OPTIC50OFF to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code OPTIC50OFF at factormeals.com/optic50off for 50% off plus free shipping. Last but not least, don't cut this. Let's talk about the Around the Bar Patreon.
That is super hot. All right, so we got a couple of things that are you into this Minecraft movie? Are you interested in watching that at all?
I'll watch it for sure.
When apparently, it comes out?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
My little brother's watching, they loved it.
Yeah?
Wait, it's out?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah, I'll watch it for sure.
Bro, Liv.
I'll wait for it to come on VOD.
Yeah, same.
I'll wait for it to come on VOD.
Bro, Liv's like, oh my god, I can't wait to go see it. Like, it's gonna be the biggest meme movie ever. Like, there's gonna be so many cringy like moments or something like that. She came back and she was like, it was so good.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Rotten Tomatoes doesn't have it ranking that high up, right? At 48, but look at the popcorn meter, which is like the people, the one that matters. Everybody loved it, and it's become such a riot inside of them where they're like. The little zombie jockey comes on top of that chicken. Everybody starts throwing popcorn. They're like, yeah, like ruckus ensues every single time.
Yeah. Well,
so much so that the cops are screening now ahead of time.
My scale is if it's 150 combined, it's good. Mm. So
150?
150. So if like the audience and the like critics is 150 combined, it's.
So this one, obviously,
but then I've watched movies that are like 10%, and I love them.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't really.
Bro, you don't know what these.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, dude, you don't know what these guys relate to. You don't relate to the same thing.
It's fucking Minecraft, dude.
I fucking love Minecraft.
Yeah, there's no way it's bad.
Wait, weren't people talking shit about the trailer?
Yeah, everybody was talking shit about everything about it. Literally, but it's a fucking hit. It's a fucking riot. Like, Matt, show the shenanigans that go on in the movie theater when we're like literally people. It's like a soccer match in the middle of London. They're throwing beers, popcorn in the air. Like, it's literal madness.
Okay, I'd get pissed if that was going on.
Dude, I don't know. In the moment, I think you'd be throwing shit too. Have you ever been in a food fight in school?
Never. Beth?
What? You guys didn't have food fights in your?
You guys food
hell
fights?
No.
Hell, every like almost once a week for sure.
What? I would be so tight. What?
People would be throwing cookies, pop tarts, or what do you call
it? You get hit with the spaghetti?
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Look at this shit. Watch this.
Bro, what the?
Okay, maybe this shit might be ass. Yo, I take it back.
No, it's fun. Bro, the amount of this ain't even it, Matt. There's people literally throwing pop and popcorn and a whole, and cops show up, kick them out.
I'd be so mad. Yo, Matt, delete that thing under it. Stock market falls 10%. Yo, what the hell? Keeps reminding us of the stock market, bro. Get this shit out of there. Fuck, 10%.
Money's on sale, man.
Fuck.
Money's on sale.
Yeah. A mysterious landmark on Mars discovered by NASA.
Let's see this. Yo,
let's see this.
I fuck with Elon Musk heavy. Elon Musk, hit me up.
Yo.
Well, easy, killer. Don't say that. Well, hey, guys, he's allowed to like the Iron Man of our generation, okay? He's not pointing towards the political aspirations of one Elon Musk. He's just saying that what he's doing.
I just find it crazy that, like, he's trying to go to Mars, bro.
Okay,
like,
see,
like,
okay.
Like, I tip
so the... everybody, before you get mad at the Shotzi, he is interested because... They're trying to colonize Mars, and that is a cool
thing. Isn't that an exclamation point?
What am I looking at here? What is that?
It's just a structure.
It's a structure? It looks like a hole.
No, it's like popping out of the ground. It's not going into the ground.
Really?
It's convexed, not concave.
It looks like it's going into the ground, no?
Why the more I look at it, it's like blurring.
It looks like a little fucking alien if you turn your head.
It looks like an exclamation point.
Yeah, I can
see that.
It's
like, yo, we found some shit here.
Dig here.
Dig here.
Treasure here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's the face, the old face.
There's a face?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
What's scarier?
Oh, wait. Move up. Like, it says right there. The exclamation mark isn't the only landmark which has been flagged. I can't read from here. Has flagged the suspicious over the years either.
What's scarier? Us being alone or there being aliens?
Us being alone.
You think so? But what if the aliens are?
You think aliens are real?
Yes, 100%.
I think it's scarier if they're aliens, bro. What if one day, like, we're just chilling, you're scrimming and shit, and you just see a fucking, you just hear, and you look outside your window, and there's a fucking just mega ship, and there are lasers, ding, ding, ding.
I'd be like, cool, dumb.
See, like, is it actually like, how cool? Is it? Oh my god. Is it how it is in the movies, like where like it's literally a UFO and like the green thing fucking comes down and like you just go up?
The tractor beam?
Yeah, is it like that?
I don't know, there man. I don't know if there's alien life forms out there.
No, there is, 100%.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because science says that there is. Like there are two spaceships that are on our way now. They were traveling at the speed of light in one direction, and all of a sudden they beelined it straight into our direction. currently as we sit here today.
But where do they
traveling
live?
At the speed of light.
Where do they live, though?
Fucking somewhere in the far galaxy.
A different galaxy.
Galaxy.
Deadass?
Deadass. You got to think about, infinity outwards, right? And then think about quantum. Like, think about, all right, for us, you see an ant and it looks really, really tiny, right?
Yeah.
What is the same scale of insect or being or whatever for the ant? Because if we're this big and we can see an ant, then the ant can see that much smaller also. And then that thing will see smaller. So it keeps getting contracted and contracted and contracted.
Like the Men in Black at the end when it...
The marble?
The marble. You ever seen Men in Black?
Yeah.
He puts the little marble in his thing and it's our, like,
our
universe.
Galaxy? Yeah. Oh, our universe.
Our galaxy.
Well, is it a galaxy or a universe?
I don't remember. I think it's, whatever I think it's
is.
A galaxy.
But like, the same way that you think about the expanding universe, how it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you have to think about the same thing going into...
Bro, so why don't they just like say it was good? I don't understand.
What?
Like the aliens. Why don't they just like talk to us?
They ain't out there.
Many reasons, right? Why? How do you communicate to an entire species that you are not there to cause harm? The panic. You got to think about religion, right?
They will come when their resources are depleted, and then it will be our resources they seek.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Our oceans.
Yeah, what are they going to pay with? Because they just found a diamond bigger than the sun.
Why do you think they come to our galaxy?
Zoltan.
Because we are an intelligent life form.
Wait, so are they smarter than us?
I don't know if they're necessarily smarter than us. I just think they're more advanced than us. The same way that, like, would you say that you're smarter today than a guy your age in the 1800s?
No.
But you know
we're probably
more.
Dumber, honestly.
I think we're dumber, bro, I'll be honest.
I don't know.
Imagine you 1v1'd a guy from the 1800s. He'd
fucking
blown.
Kill you.
You're on fucking hybrid?
He'd kill you.
No, I'm saying like in COD, you're on hybrid and shit?
Oh, dude, think about it. They don't even know what a TV is.
He would fucking, like he said, kill me.
Yeah, dude, you got to think about it like this, right? It's
Yeah, Peaky Blinders, he's got his little revolver. I would have died. Actually, I can't say that, though. What if I was born like back then and I was just a fucking tank?
Yeah.
The fastest shot in the West.
Hell yeah.
The Red Demon.
Damn.
The newest galaxy we know formed only about 500 million years ago? Dude, what?
Well, that's the other thing, too, right? Like, if there is other life form elsewhere, then you got to think what it does to religion and what religious people believe in whatever religion they are a part of, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand that.
I don't know. I think it'd be ignorant for us to... I don't know. It's a 50-50. I say yes. When I went fishing this year, mm-hmm. I was staring up into the sky and I saw satellites.
No light pollution?
Zero.
I've never seen a night sky with no light pollution.
Dude, it is the most gorgeous thing.
What does no light pollution mean?
So like light pollution is just... It basically... So just think about all the light. It drowns out the sky because it's light pollution.
Well, can you... I want
to
see.
So like if you go to like the middle of nowhere in Colorado and look at the sky...
You see,
you'll see every single star.
Every single star. And I'm talking about what you see now. You see some, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine all of every space that you see there is filled with stars. Like you see.
Just pull up a picture. Stars. You're about to be mind blown. You never seen like the night sky, no light pollution?
Wow.
Yeah. Like that's how it looks.
That's what you guys saw?
I want to see that shit.
Look. I took a picture of this.
Okay, that's some alien mischief right there.
Those are stars. That's a galaxy.
That's
a galaxy, and I'll tell you what. When I looked straight at it, I couldn't see it. If I looked over to the side, then I could see it. But every time I focused on it, it disappeared.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know that. But this is the.
You gotta remember this guy sitting there.
Stoned? Nah, it's Mexican backyard.
Multiple
weed.
Joints.
Yeah, but it's backyard chronic. You know what I mean? It's not that chronic. It's just like But yeah, that's how it looks. It is a sight to be seen.
Yeah, like we look up, we can see three fucking stars. Like I let the dogs out every night, look up, I saw three stars. I was like, all right. This shit's ass.
Look, that's how it looks.
All right, this is the damn.
Yeah.
Wait. What was your story, though? You saw that and like you think there's...
Well, no, so I was looking up and I saw one tiny little light go forward and then right. And I'm like, I don't know, no satellite that'll do that.
But, like, look at that, Ant.
They can.
Click on that one, Matt.
Damn, bro.
You like, literally imagine if you saw that. That's got to be doctored. There's no way.
I mean, it's filtered.
That's got to be doctored.
No, it's filtered.
That shit is like a, you know, I feel like I'm on a different planet.
Yeah, that ass.
Yeah, no, it's how, that's that how it looks.
You're literally about to see a dinosaur looking at that.
Okay, so you see those bright, Matt, point towards the brighter stars.
That one?
Go up left.
That's got to be fake. What is that, on the second moon?
I don't know. Okay, you
that's
you
see, got,
those
that
are the ones
right
that you
one?
See. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like another sun, dog.
Every single star's a sun, you know that, right?
Not till now.
Okay, so every single dot that you see.
Yo, we are yapping right now. Yeah, it's we're cool. on they a like monumental
it.
Yap.
They're going to leave a like because of how good it is. But listen, every single star that you see is a sun.
Okay.
Right? So those
that's
are
so
that's how many suns there are out there.
So why is the sun though?
It's just the way nature intended it to be.
That's fucking insane.
Everything worked perfectly for us to be here.
Dude, it is a
and we
miracle.
Got motherfuckers still cheating on COD. It's a goddamn shame.
It's a goddamn
it
shame.
It is a goddamn shame. We got Rage hacked on for the first time yesterday, and he was in the game chat, and, dude, just a freak.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me, but instead he was typing to Caesar.
Yeah, like they're in game chat. Bro, it's
they're psychos, bro.
Rage 9 months to cheat on COD. That's mm-mm. insane.
This is
anyway,
good,
get back to the topics at hand, man. Anyway,
I'm
gonna
watch some space shit today. I'm off today. I'm gonna watch some space.
What are you gonna watch? Ad Astra, Gravity.
What would you recommend? I've like forgot all of those. Obviously, Interstellar.
Gravity's really good with Sandra Bullock.
Love Bullock.
Yeah, so good.
Okay, I might have to dip.
Yeah, Gravity. Gravity's good. You know what you should watch? Contact. Have you ever seen that with Jodie Foster and Matthew McConaughey? All right, all right,
Arrival?
All right. No, Contact.
Can you pull that out?
Oh, no, Contact is with, yeah, there you go.
Is this older? This looks older.
It is very old. 1997. I was 17
Ooh,
years
I
old.
I don't think I've seen this. Is this good?
Oh, my God, bro. It's so good. Thought-provoking.
Is it like a full-on sci-fi?
It's a full-on sci-fi.
Psychological or not really?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Have you ever seen Sphere?
No.
The Sphere?
No.
Have you seen The Sphere? You don't watch movies, right?
See, this is what I need right here. I need like some new shit.
Some new shit, but it's old. This one fucking lives rent-free.
What's this one about?
Same thing. It's an outer space thing that they found at the bottom of our ocean. That's all I'll say.
Ooh, like
bro,
some alien versus
good.
Predator
look,
shit?
Look who the actors are. Dustin fucking Hoffman. Okay?
Who's the girl?
Who is the girl?
Is that Samuel? Yes, it is.
That is Sharon, the Legend Stone.
Dude, I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
How old is that?
Look at the
1998.
Rotten Tomatoes, 13%. What?
I was in the actually.
Yo,
I was,
you're
I was
giving us burger moves.
No, I'm telling you, it's so good. I've never seen this.
This is a good show.
Oh, no, I have seen this. Not my
oh,
favorite.
My God. Speaking of shows, dude, the past, like, on Sunday, we had, like, a three-piece of just godlike shows. 1923, it was the finale. There's only two seasons. It's a prequel. If you haven't seen it, it's a Western. Gotta watch it.
1923, a prequel to
Yellowstone.
Okay.
And then White Lotus.
Finale. I haven't started the season
godlike.
Three.
Godlike. And then Righteous Gemstones is... The past two episodes of Righteous Gemstones, I'm standing by, are like the two funniest episodes of TV I've watched.
Really?
And
you were crying?
I can't remember. Dude, it's so funny.
Well, it's Danny McBride. What are you going to do?
Dude, that whole cast is fucking hilarious. Yeah.
Yes,
you got to
yes,
watch
yes.
that.
What's it called?
Righteous Gemstones.
It's about mega churches.
Because you don't really watch shows, right?
No.
It's like 30 minutes, like just dumb comedy.
Is this rare?
Yeah, it's
the
hilarious.
Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think again, I have no motivation to do nothing.
Dude, I'm worried about you, man.
Should be.
Really?
No.
You said you should
no.
be.
No. What is it? Worried?
I've never seen you in a funk, man.
I've never been in a funk. What do you think about this dire wolf returning, being brought back from extinction?
What dire is? Wolf. Wait, what are they talking about? Yo, I've always wanted a dire wolf.
Really?
You,
just a big ass wolf that's like my fucking dog. I got Buzz though, but he get fucked up by
bro,
a dire wolf.
A dire wolf is
dire?
The size of a fucking
dude,
lion.
They're like mega wolves.
You could wait.
You never seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Okay, a dire wolf is.
You ever seen those like things where it's like there's nine animals, you got to pick two of them out of the nine to protect you, the other seven attack you? Matt, pull that up. But it's like a pack of wolves, two bears, three tigers.
What would you do?
Gorillas. What would I do? I'd have to see the chart. We should talk about that. It's very thought-provoking.
Wait. They went extinct?
They went extinct.
I actually want to see ants like...
Over 10,000 years ago, they went extinct, right? So they don't exist no more. But because they found genetic code in fossils or in amber, those sort of things, they were able...
The mosquito?
Yeah, the mosquito. They were able to extract the DNA. Have you ever seen Jurassic Park?
Yes.
The first one?
I mean, all I remember is dinosaurs.
Okay.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
That's essentially what they did right here. Pick two to defend you. The rest are coming to kill you. I'm picking a fucking eagle.
Yo, actually, no. This isn't the right one. Fuck.
I'll pick the human every time.
Go the second one. The second one. The second
human
one.
Human with the fucking AR.
Yeah, go this one. Okay, yeah. Let me know what you guys think about this.
I actually think
you
got
to pick two to defend you. The other seven are coming for you.
Okay, fine. Easy. Ready? How many do I get to pick?
Not so easy, is it?
No, I get to pick two?
You get to pick two.
Okay, one fucking brown bear and a fucking elephant.
Oh, you get to pick two?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Oh, you're so chalked. That is a horrible selection. An
elephant can fucking literally stomp
every... Dude, one tiger's killing that elephant.
No. Listen. No. I get four bears and then one elephant.
No, you only get two.
What?
You guys are both tweaking.
You get two picks, right?
Yeah. That's what I just did.
Ah, fuck. I would have to pick.
I get four bears
and
one elephant.
Pick?
What would I pick?
Don't say a tiger. The tiger
I'm going
would get
four
fucking...
grizzlies and two rhinos.
Oh, dude. Okay, I picked one elephant and one bear. Okay,
even
I'll
if it
take...
was one rhino, I'm taking that thing.
Dude, I'll pick four bears and one fucking elephant.
Bro, I'll get four bears and then eight wolves.
Dude, you are
wolves?
Chalked.
Dude,
three tigers are fucking those wolves up.
Yeah.
What are you...
Yeah, it's about the quantity.
Okay, where
am I
fighting?
Those crocodiles are basically useless.
Where am I fighting? Am I fighting near the water?
Yeah. Croc done.
Yeah. Yep.
That's one
He's
croc.
He's squishing the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah, but
that
the elephant can do the same thing.
Ankles.
The elephant can do the same thing to every single animal there.
Unless those are saltwater crocodiles. Those
wait,
things are fucking...
search up how much elephants weigh.
A full grown.
We've gone off the plot this podcast.
A full grown matriarch.
We're getting weird with it.
8,000. Oh, right there. 13,000
okay,
pounds.
Okay, search up rhinos.
A rhino. All right. 13,000. 13,000 pounds. That's
13. I don't even know why the fuck emus are on that. Those things are getting destroyed.
A white rhino, half.
Damn. Bro, what do they eat?
Imagine
to be 5,
two rhinos. I could take over the world with two rhinos.
Dude,
I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
I'm just sending them into shit.
Bro, hold on.
I have a
$10
bullet that says no.
How are they 5,000 pounds? Am I tripping?
That's a good point.
Huh?
How are they 5,000 pounds? Like, how?
They're
like,
just big.
Like, how? Like,
bro, imagine one of those charging you. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's GG. Yo, look at the baby rhino.
The what?
The baby rhinos.
They're bro, they cute. Look like they're armored. Because of how their skin folds.
I would either go four bears, two rhinos, or
what?
Four bears,
dude,
three tigers.
Okay, listen. The fact that you're not picking an elephant in a survival situation where he's just a violent thing, he would fucking...
But there's also... Am I involved in this? Like, am I on top of the elephant?
No. You're just picking them to defend you. You're standing back and watching the fight and seeing, holy fuck, there
Am
goes,
I right,
there
dude?
Goes
one
three
elephant,
of my bears.
Four bears, or is that faded?
No, that's not that bad.
No, I would pick four bears and one elephant.
I still think y'all are faded, but...
And listen, if I'm near a river, then I'm obviously picking three crocodiles.
Three tigers?
Three tigers ain't shit.
One of them's on top of that elephant's back, just fucking...
The elephant's going like... That
shit. All right, I'm sorry. I had to see what y'all would say.
Wait, that's
we kind of just went off the beaten path there.
That ain't shit. The tiger's out there scratching his back. He's like, oh, shit, lower.
No.
I haven't been able to scratch my back since
have
I was a teenager.
Have you seen a tiger? A Siberian tiger?
Yes, of course. Have you seen an elephant fold a human in half because he whipped him too many times?
He's done that?
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about humans, though.
There was the one, I think it was in India. This guy kept whipping him to try to get the elephant to pick some shit up. And the elephant said,
"He said, hell
you
no.
know what, motherfucker? You're done. grabs him, kind of fucking like breaks his leg just by stepping on him, and then he folds him over himself and then smushes him.
That's what are you watching? Why have you watched that?
I have a dark brain.
Okay,
it came across my feed.
Maybe you need to stop watching that shit.
That's what's got me in the funk.
That might be that single video might be the funk.
Well, I can tell you that the faces of death.
No bullshit. You're watching people get folded in half
by an animal.
You might need to get off X,
dude. I have been.
God damn.
Faces of Death. When did that come out, Matt? Because if that, I would have been in the funk since 1993.
But yeah, I love this topic. Yeah. It's so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comment section down below, what would you pick? We are going to run a program, an AI program, to see who picked the best and why. I'm kidding. We're not going to do that. But definitely tell us in the description down, in the section down below, who you would pick and why you would pick them. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you watching this podcast. We apologize for my man Money Biscuit not making it in time. But we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
We just went crazy. Peace.
Imagine you walked in.